Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is Eric Adcock on Hammond B3 Organ, and you are listening to Passport to Modern Jazz on KRVS, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
And we just heard Joshua Joe Henderson, So Near, So Far, Musings for Miles from 93. With, of course, you can recognize John Scofield on guitar, Dave Holland bass, Al Foster on drums. The Miles version is from 63 on Seven Steps to Heaven. Before that, Flight 19, we got into a bit of a jag here for sure. Flight 19, Andrew Hill, Point of Departure, 64 Sessions. Eric Dolphy, bass clarinet. Kenny Dormon, trumpet. Joe Henderson, tenor sax. Richard Davis, bass. Tony Williams, drums. Before that, Arato, a composition by Andrew Hill. Ben Allison and Medicine Wheel from 2004. Michael Blake and Ted Nash. Ted Nash had a sax solo there. Clark Gayton, trombone. And bass trombone, Frank Kimbrough, keys, and solo on there, and Michael Sarin on drums. And we kicked it off with Charcoal Blues by organist Jared Gold from JG 3 Plus 3, featuring Dave Stryker and Sylvia Cuenca. And on that, Patrick Cornelius. And, of course, this is Passport to Modern Jazz, and we'll let's get in some big band for a little bit here. I always like to see, because people can write and stuff like that, but it's their arranging and orchestration skills. And we're going to hear some of this. We're going to hear a Charlie Parker tune, or Dizzy Gillespie, I'm sorry. This is the tune Bebop. A lot of people know this, and this is the Toshiko Akiyoshi Jazz Orchestra, featuring, of course, Lou Tabakan, and I don't know what time, if they're married or not, but they have some incredible players in here. Walt Weisskopf in the reeds. It's just a few Louis Bonilla in saxophone. Plus Conrad Herdwig, and he's playing trombone here. He can double on. He plays a lot of. You know, he can double on a few different instruments. And let's hear it. Let's hear their Shiko Akiyoshi, because she's a great arranger and great big band too. Passport to Modern Jazz. We'll be right back. Hello. Thank you.
This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles, your source for NPR news, great local programming, and music from around the world. Listen live or on demand to your favorite programs. It's all at krvs.org.
And that was Típico, Miguel Zenón, from as the title track from his album. Henry Cole on drums, Louis Perdomo on piano, and Hans Glavinschnig on bass. Before that, again, Hans Glavinschnig on bass, Alex Collins on keys. This is drummer Jerry Gibbs and the Thrasher People from Whether or Not. We heard the Weather Report tune, Directions. Before that, Scribble Job Yin Yang from Michael Attias Quartet from Nerve Dance with Aaron Ortiz, a great pianist, Cuban pianist with a bass player from here, John Hebert Nasheed Waits. And then we heard the Toshiko Akiyoshi Jazz Orchestra from Desert Lady. We heard the Dizzy Gillespie tune Bebop with solos by Jim Snidero and Greg Gisbert on the trumpet, and Jim Snidero, of course, alto sax, he's saxophone player. Next up, back here, yeah, got to get back here and into some New Orleans, Nicholas Payton, Afro-Caribbean mixtape. I always wonder if he got any money for that TV show on HBO from that character. I don't know how they can nail it, but I know everybody had to wait. That's got to be Nicholas Payton. Anyway, we're going to hear Kevin Hayes on keys, but a great rhythm section. Vicente Archer on bass and Joe Dyson on drums. Daniel Sadowick on perk and DJ Lady Fingers on turntables. And we'd probably be going out. I don't think we can even get to all of it, unfortunately. Passport to Modern Jazz. La 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 Passport to Modern Jazz is produced at KRVS of Cypress Lake Studios as a cultural service at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Programming on KRVS comes to you each week through listener support. That's you. The University of Louisiana at Lafayette joins you in support of our programming and KRVS. For more information about KRVS and to pledge your financial support, please go to the KRVS website at krvs.org. Public TV, public radio, get away from this. It's all, as you know, listener supported. Some funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting supports KRVS's broadcasts of local programming, as well as programs we purchase from outside sources like Nick Spitzer, American Roots, Jacques Collinet, Afro Pop Worldwide, and of course, one of my favorite, Blues Before Sunrise. I'll catch that after gigs, and that guy's just great. All kinds of great tunes. So, you know, we got to go on reggae, blues, of course, Zydeco and Kajad. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is Djamba Gagne. I'm going to see you next week. Passport to Modern Jazz.
KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 MHz with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate aural studio transmitter links WHB 300 and WLJ 739 on a frequency of 946 MHz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find out more about KRVS and listen online at our website at krvs.org.